I am amazed that even though the Orlando Fringe Festival is 23 years old, and even though it's got 100 shows with performers from all over the world, and even though it's quite possibly Orlando's largest annual performing arts event, some locals still have not been to the Orlando Fringe Festival. People, I am taking up my entire 1.5 minutes of airtime this week to plead with you from the bottom of my arts-loving, culture-hugging, local-is-lovely poster-child heart, Google Orlando Fringe and spend your entire weekend there. It runs tonight, Saturday 12 to midnight, and Sunday 12 to midnight. Parking is a nightmare, so just know that going in and it'll be all good. When you show up, walk to the children's theater called The Rep, go to the back door, and walk to the ticket counter. Buy a program and a button. Pin your button to yourself. This is your admission. Turn to the page in the program that lists all the shows that are playing that day and pick one. Circle it. Buy your ticket at the ticket counter and go see the show. While you're in line, ask those around you what they've seen, what they liked, and what they disliked. Then repeat this all day. In between shows, go to the lawn and have a beer, chill out in tiny plastic chairs, eat some fair food, and catch a free performance on the outdoor stage. This, my friends, is how you do the Orlando Fringe. It's an extremely unique way to spend a weekend, and most towns in America do not even have a Fringe Festival. We do. We're lucky. Go.